The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
I will say that this upcoming segment does have the addition of a new sound effect.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. A rim shot.
Yeah.
Kelly's working out of her home studio, and so she's got a drum set right there at her disposal. So why not put it to use, right?
Christmas gift that he really hasn't used, let's be honest. Mom's put it to good use.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
It's going to be great.
All right. So maybe you're single. Maybe you're on the prowl. Maybe you're looking. Maybe you're thinking, man, I just don't know how I can go about finding a guy suitable to be a husband.
Have no fear. We are here to rescue you with some hot tips from 1958.
Yeah. So we stumbled across these How to Find a Husband, which was published by a 1958 women's magazine. It's kind of gone viral since, but we need to highlight some of the ways they were deciding this is how you find a husband in the 50s.
Yes. Now, this first one, I wouldn't recommend now. It's not super super safe, but they say have your car break down at strategic places. Damsel in distress kind of thing.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Have your car break down. I don't know how you can time that out, even if you wanted to do that, but.
No, I don't know.
All right.
Read the obituaries to find eligible widowers.
I think. Thank you. That needed a rim shot for sure. Read the obits. Oh, all right.
Look Go to that. All school reunions. There may be widowers there.
Wow. Got it. A lot of death in this How to Find a Husband over a half century ago.
So far, there is. Be nice to everybody. They may have an eligible son or brother.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Get lost at football games. Great tip.
Okay, sure.
Oh, I don't know where I am.
Will someone...
Handsome man, can you help me find my way?
Okay, this is How to Find a Husband from a 1958 woman's magazine.
Get a job demonstrating fishing tackle in a sports store.
That needed a rim shot. Okay.
Oh, wow. This is kind of savage. Don't be afraid to associate with more attractive girls. They may have some leftovers.
We're not talking food. We're talking... Leftover guys left in their wake.
Men.
Yes, men left in their wake. So surround yourself with more attractive females. Is that okay? Wow.
Yeah. Hang out with the hot chicks. They might have some leftover boyfriends for you because you're not hot enough to get it on your own.
This magazine really cuts deep.
Oh yeah.
Okay. How to Find a Husband, 1958 style.
This is a simple one. Wear a Band-Aid. Everyone always asks what happened.
Oh. Maybe Nelly was ahead of his time.
Maybe. Stand in the corner and cry softly. Chances are he'll come over and ask what's wrong.
God.
Wait a second.
Yeah, that needed a rim shot because...
Yeah,
what? Are you kidding me? How to score a husband in 1958, over a half century.
Learn to sew and wear something you've made yourself. Now, I can say from personal experience... From my home ec assignment in junior high, where we had to wear a sweatsuit that we made, and the seam kind of busted out in the seat of the pants. That's probably not the best way to go.
Hey, look at this homemade bikini I made. I think the rim shot really makes this bit. All right, couple more here.
Okay. Be flexible. If he decides to skip the dance and go rowing on the lake, go, even if you're wearing your best evening gown.
Yes, do that. How to find a husband in 1958.
Really, really solid advice here. Point out that the death rate of single men is twice that of married men.
Ah, conversation starters there. All right.
Exactly. And death statistics.
Do we have one more?
Couple more. Rent a billboard, post your photo, and phone number on it.
Yeah.
That's bold.
That's bold.
That's really bold.
And last one.
Make and sell toupees. Bald men make easy catches.
Ah, there you go. Ways to find a husband thanks to 1958 women's magazine.
And here's my favorite.
Oh.
Are you ready for it?
I guess, okay, a capper.
stand on a busy street corner with a lasso.
Ah. Literally lasso a guy. Oh, wow. Hopefully. Yeah, Kyle texts in and says, rowing on a lake? What is this, 1958? Yep. Yes, it actually is 1958.
For sure. That's exactly where this list came from.
It's a wonder your parents and grandparents ever got married. All right, there you go.
I know.
Hopefully you can use some of these bits and of information to help score yourself a husband.
Don't use any of that.
No.
None of that's good advice.
No, this was used as a help tip, right?
No, it's not. Don't do anything.
Okay.